The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The guitarist and singer João Gilberto died a little over a week ago. He was a founder of one of Brazil's biggest cultural exports, Bossa Nova. WLRN intern Aaron Sanchez Guerra introduces us to some Brazilian musicians here as they reflect upon what Gilberto meant to them.
In 1959, a 27-year-old musician from the Brazilian state of Bahia released an album that transferred the hectic rhythms of the Afro-Brazilian samba onto smoother, quieter tones on his guitar. João Gilberto's first record was Chega de Saudade. Loren Oliveira is a Brazilian musician and singer who knows those rhythms from her homeland well. She says Gilberto changed samba.
From the samba, there was very... It was... And he brought his low down, the samba, to another feeling.
Oliveira co-founded Brazilian Voices, a women's vocal group based in Weston. They perform bossa nova and samba for the last 15 years. That's them performing Gilberto's famous title track from that first album, Chega de Saudade. Oliveira was born in São Paulo in 1964 into the bossa nova craze that Gilberto helped spread through the world.
At the time, there was Frank Sinatra, there was a lot of Ella Fitzgerald that was coming to, you know, we're listening in Brazil. But what was very interesting, the way João Gilberto was singing, only like whispering.
Tá fazendo ano e meio, amor, que o nosso lar...
And people's expectation about singers is the voice, when you project your voice, quando você canta alto e solta a voz, né? But João Gilberto was so intimate.
The year Oliveira was born, Gilberto released his most popular album to date, Getz Gilberto, with American saxophonist Stan Getz and Brazilian composer Tom Jobim. The Girl from Ipanema became a world-famous track and a jazz standard.
I was not, like, crazy about him, but I was crazy about the way he played the guitar.
Bill Duba has been playing Brazilian music here in South Florida since 1997 with his band Clube do Choro de Miami.
The way I played and the way my cousins taught me how to play the little classical guitar that I know how to play, I played copying the way he played.
Choro music predates bossa nova, but Duva says he couldn't have learned music without hearing Gilberto on his father's radio station as a kid in Rio de Janeiro. Oliveira's group, Brazilian Voices, sees healing power in João Gilberto. They sing bossa nova to patients in hospitals.
We go into the hospital. It's not invasive. It's very soft through the corridors. We just go and singing. Você viu só que amor, nunca vi coisa assim. The nurses take us to patients and the doctors, please, please come over here. The family needs you.
She says when Gilberto was alive, he also used his music this way.
João Gilberto, there's stories about friends. They were like down, a little bit depressed, and they just call him. And when he arrived, just playing bossa nova all night long for him until he sleeps and feels better. So I think he was already utilizing bossa nova as a healing tool.
Bill Duba also works with patients. He's a psychotherapist.
I wish I could play choro to my clients. Because it's a very lively music.
The word saudade in Gilberto's famous song doesn't have a translation. Chega de Saudade roughly means enough of sadness or no more blues.
The title is perfect. It's like enough saudade. I don't want to feel it. Every time we play Chega de Saudade. Every time.
It's just an opportunity to bring them, to take them out of their environment and give some sense of hope. E alegria, aquela alegria brasileira, que é uma alegria.
Lorena Oliveira says in Portuguese she wants to make patients feel happiness, a Brazilian happiness, through bossa nova and the music of João Gilberto.
Pois há menos peixinhos.
I'm Aaron Sanchez Guerra in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.